From the KTO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The city and borough of Juneau will revisit its recent decision to join more than 360 U.S. city mayors in affirming its commitment to the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. But one member of the Juneau Assembly isn't on board with joining the group of so-called climate mayors. That's Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch. He cast the lone vote on Monday against bringing a resolution to add Juneau to the list of cities committed to climate action. He took issue with the June 1st press release from the climate mayors group that criticized the White House.
One of the things that I noticed, it says climate mayors recently released an open letter to President Trump to oppose his action thus far against climate action. And I think we need to be aware that that is part of what we will be joining.
The resolution to add Juneau to the climate mayors group is scheduled to go to an August 21st public hearing and vote. Last year, Governor Bill Walker said he would not pursue construction of the controversial Juneau Access Project, a major extension of Glacier Highway toward Haines and Skagway. That left millions of dollars earmarked for the mega project on hold. Walker signed a new capital budget into law Monday, redirecting some of that money. Governor Walker said it's important to him that the money stays in the region, but was noncommittal about how it will be used.
You know, in fiscal times like this, every dollar finds a home. And so there's a lot of tugging and pulling at that money, I'll put it that way.
Department of Transportation spokesperson Ora Landau.
There are no specific projects listed in that appropriation right now. So at a later date, a process will be set up to determine the use of those funds.
So it's unclear what the Juneau Access money will be used for, but half of the $47 million will stay in the Juneau Access pot, and another half roughly will go to the Lynn Canal transportation and infrastructure. A pair of businessmen is interested in raising funds to buy Juneau's power utility and return it to local control, and they want the city's help doing it. That revelation slipped out during last night's Juneau Assembly meeting. After 120 years of local ownership, Juneau's electric company, Alaska Electric Light and Power, was sold to Spokane-based Avista Corporation. Now, Avista is being acquired by Hydro One of Canada in a complex deal that still needs to be approved by regulators in several states and federal agencies. But before that happens, a group of local investors plans to approach Hydro One with an offer to buy AEL&P. They're in the process of raising at least $170 million to match what Avista paid for it in 2014. None of this was public until Assemblywoman Debbie White proposed the mayor send a letter to Hydro One on behalf of the unnamed investors. The Assembly ultimately directed the city manager to draft a different letter of interest without any explicit commitment to a deal. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more state and local news, visit us at ktoo.org.